You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, dear soul. I am so happy to have you here. Now, today we're talking about this, sip on life. I know, imagine that. Today we're going to talk about sipping on life, but the topic is you, my dear. Sip on life. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because, first of all, I am completely sold out, committed to, and participating in and mastering the art of sipping on my own life and teaching others, you, dear soul, you women around the globe, you woman sipping on life, teaching you the art and mastering the art of sipping on your life. So when it comes to sipping on life, and taking a sip of life, what does that really look like? You know, it's interesting. What inspired today's podcast is one of our listeners, she sent me this beautiful little message, and I'm going to read it to you. I had posted one of my recent podcasts on my Facebook page, and she had shared the post, and this is what she said. I love, love, love Dr. Shannon. How sweet is that? And then she said, I listen to her podcasts on the way to work almost every day. I have been inspired and have started looking at life differently. Are you inspired? Are you overwhelmed with life? Try taking sips. Listen in and see what you think. I thought that was so great. Angie, I want to say thank you for that. That was just precious, and I'm so grateful that you're getting so much out of this whole idea, the movement, the revolutionary way of doing life, and that is sipping on it, my dear. So as I was reading your message, and I was so touched by it, I started thinking, like, really, what is it that makes sipping on life so extra special and so effective? And it's this. We've all taken a sip of something that was absolutely horrible, right? We've taken a sip of something that really, like, almost made us throw up, or maybe did make us throw up. We've taken a sip of something that burned our throats. We've taken a sip of something that tasted completely awful. Or we've tasted a sip of something that, you know, was amazing, incredibly great, delicious, savoring, right? Imagine if your life is in that moment right now, and maybe it is, my dear. Maybe you're in a season right now of life where it tastes awful. It is like so painful to sip. It is so painful to swallow. It is so yucky. It is absolutely grotesque, and you don't like the flavor of it at all, and it's absolutely awful, okay? Think about that. If you're in that time right now, I'm going to encourage you to sip. Because life is life, and if we can't really swallow it, and it's too much to swallow sometimes, the best way to do it is to sip on it. If it is awful, think about maybe something your mom made you drink when you were growing up. What did you do? You kind of plugged your nose and took a sip anyway, right? As awful as it was, you found a way to get it down, but you sipped it down. You took it down, and you know something? No matter where you are in your life right now, if you sip on it, you can do it. As painful, as awful tasting, as whatever it is that you're experiencing, you can sip on it. Now, on the other hand, you may be drinking life in and you're like, this is awesome. Like, this is absolutely incredible. The flavor is just incredible. It's delicious. It is like awe-inspiring, right? Savor it. Don't gulp it down. Savor it one sip at a time. I've had times in my life where it was so terribly tasting and it was grotesque and it was awful and it was painful and it felt too big to even swallow. And then I've had times like now where I feel like life tastes sweet and it's beautiful and it's delicious. But either way, whether it's delicious or not, if we sip on it, we can handle it. And the good times last longer. And the bad times, we're actually able to get through them. Because bottom line is, you can't quit sipping on life. You know, it's there. It's meant to be sipped on. You can't not swallow life. It's required. If you're going to live it, you have to breathe it. You have to inhale and you have to exhale and you have to keep going. So the most effective way that I've found in my life, especially in the hard times, is sipping on it. I remember a time after going through something really, really tough, and I remember crying out to God and praying and saying, you know, Lord, I know you in the hard times. You've been there. You've been the rock that I've stood on. You've been the one that has stood closer than a brother. You've been the one that's been steadfast and steady and reliable and trustworthy, and you've got me through the hardest times. I know you well in the hard times. But I remember praying to God and saying, you know, Lord, I also want to know you this intimately in the great times. Sipping on life has become that for me. It's been my time to really know God like never before, to know myself like never before, to know love like never before, to know my life like never before, to know those I love like never before, and to really experience my life and others in a way that I've never experienced it before. You know, especially when we get to feeling overwhelmed, we have to just slow it down. And I have to remind myself, Shannon, all you have to do is take one breath at a time, take one sip at a time, and keep enjoying life, no matter what it tastes like. Keep going. I really hope this helps you today, because whether you're in a time of great tasting sips or really awful tasting sips, you don't have to gulp it down. And you also don't have to be drowning in your own life, my dear. You can sip on it. You can actually sip on it instead of drowning in it. And I promise you, it will make such a huge difference in your life. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while and you're practicing the art of sipping on your life, I say bravo. And I would love to know how it's going for you, quite honestly. I would like to know how sipping on life has changed your life. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where in your life is it tasting kind of not so good? Or where in your life is it tasting super sweet? Commit today to take one sip at a time, whether you're slowly getting it down or whether you are absolutely savoring every moment of it. Commit to that today, my dear. Take a sip, take a breath, and enjoy your life so that you can love your life and your life's work well. I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.